I am grateful for the things that you have done. Yes, I'm grateful for the victories we've won. I could go on and on and on about your works, because I'm grateful, grateful, so grateful just to praise you, Lord. Flowing from my heart are the issues of my heart. It's gratefulness. I am grateful for the things that you have done. Yes, I'm grateful for the victories we've won. I could go on and on and on about your works, because I'm grateful, grateful, so grateful just to praise you, Lord. Flowing from my heart are the issues of my heart, it's gratefulness. Flowing from my heart are the issues of my heart, it's gratefulness. I am grateful for the things that you have done. Yes, I'm grateful for the victories you've won. I could go on and on and on about your works, because I'm grateful, grateful, so grateful just to praise you, Lord. Flowing from my heart are the issues of my heart, it's gratefulness. You are holy, oh so holy. You are holy, oh so holy. What an honor and a privilege it is to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own. You are worthy, oh, so worthy. are worthy. Oh, so worthy. What an honor and a privilege it is to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own. You are faithful, oh, so faithful. You are faithful, oh, so faithful. What a privilege and an honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own. You are righteous, oh, so righteous. You are righteous, oh, so righteous. What a privilege and an honor it is to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own. I am grateful, oh, so grateful. I am grateful, oh, so grateful. What an honor and a privilege it is to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own. I am grateful for the things that you have done. Yes, I'm grateful for the victories we've won. I could go on and on and on about your works, because I'm grateful, grateful, so grateful just to praise you, Lord. Flowing from my heart are the issues of my heart. It's gratefulness. Grateful, 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 gratefulness. It's flowing from my heart. Grateful, 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 gratefulness. It's flowing from my heart. Grateful, 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 gratefulness. It's flowing from my heart. I just want to say happy Thanksgiving.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory to God. Let's just go to him in prayer. And you may hear tears, but it's tears of joy and happiness. So, Father, we say good morning to you. Good morning. And we are just so grateful that we have an opportunity to say that to you, to love on you, to love on our family members, to be able to travel, to be with our family members. And, Lord, even issues that flow in each one of our lives, just as our sweet psalmist said, we are grateful because we know you have us. You kept us. You keep us. You comfort us. You strengthen us. You heal us. You deliver us. So we are grateful. We are filled with joy. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for Dr. Pecola Robertson. Dr. Pecola Roberts. We thank you for the woman of God who's coming forward and going to give us an awesome word that you want us to hear this day. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, Lord God. They love you. They honor you. They submit to you. And that's how many of us have come together. Thank you for your son, Jesus. He never left us comfortless. He gave us Holy Spirit. So, Lord God, we're grateful because you're God all by yourself. You are the great I am. And we honor you. We extol your greatness. We give you the honor and the praise, and we will be thankful not just for Thanksgiving, but every day. We will be filled with your joy. We will be filled with laughter. We know that you alone, have a plan and a purpose for each one of us, and we will run this race. We're running it, and we will complete it until the day of our dear King, Jesus. So, Father God, again, we are grateful. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray and thank you. Amen, amen, amen. Host, victorious person of God, man or woman, are you there?
I am here, Minister Robin. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, my prophet Kai. Take it away. I love you dearly.
Thank you, Minister Robin, for seating and greeting us and opening us up with prayer. And thank you, Psalmist Kaylin, for ushering us into the presence of the Lord. Let me say good morning, my TMC family. And thank you for joining us this morning. I am Prophet Kai, and I am joining you this morning from the great city and state of Riverview, Florida. And we wish you all the warmest of kingdoms greeting this morning on the Master's Call. This call is all about the Master, and we thank you for joining us this morning. And again, we know that you could have been anywhere this morning. So we are so thankful that you joined us this morning. This call was started October 25th, 2010, by two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Pecola Roberts. And their yes is why we can be here each Monday through Friday to receive that we can be here together for such a time as this. And we know that our God is a God of order, so we know that this call was founded on Scripture, and that Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. And we know that when God gave the mission, he also gave the mandate, and that mission is to enrich, empower, and enhance believers as we begin our day. And this call has a website, and that website is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And there you can find all of the archived and recorded messages. There you can also go back and give us all of your information if you have a prayer request or a praise report. Also on that website, you can find this year's theme, and that theme is In 2021, God's Strategic Shiftings, Prophetic Suddenlies, and Holy Standards are being revealed and supernaturally revealed. If you are feeling led by the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, a host, or if you feel like the Lord is giving you a word for such a time as this, if you have a praise report or a prayer request, please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net, and either Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. The new morning motivational call is held immediately following this call Monday through Friday by a group of dynamic leaders throughout artist life who come together to give us the vital information and the benefits of the wonderful artist life product. That number is 667-770-1525, and the access code is 294-617-POUND. Again, 667-770-1525, and the access code is 294-617-POUND. And today is Awareness Wednesday, hosted by the phenomenal Flanagans. Well, I am going to get out of the way so that our mouthpiece with the message straight from the throne room can come forward and bless our socks off. Today's messenger is none other than one of my very closest friends and our very own prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell. Minister Brenda was brought up on the Mississippi Gulf Coast as a Catholic. God took Brenda under his wings when she was 12 years of age. Her mother was confined from a massive stroke, and her father passed away when she was 16. After graduating with honor roll as a student, getting an associate's degree in business, Brenda married Freddie Terrell and moved to Texas, where they became members of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church in Baytown, Texas, under Pastor Sherman Gray, Jr. Being a Spirit-filled Baptist church, Brenda received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, became an intercessor, a Sunday school teacher, along with working with the youth and women's ministry. She loves to encourage people, and yes, she is truly an encourager, and she has many other gifts. Brenda is a proud mother of 5 children, Katrina, Freddie, Charity, Terry, and Trent, and the grandmother of 3 grandchildren, Dry, Brent, and Brendan. Throughout the years of God's blessings, Brenda has the power of the Lord moving miraculously in many aspects, from deliverance to healing, including herself when she was attacked with the stroke symptoms twice. Brenda's favorite words are, "God is faithful," and I tell you, she uses them all the time when we talk. Brenda is an artist distributor who loves the products and enjoys helping people become healthy again. And utmost, she is looking forward to greater things in Christ Jesus with her husband, Freddie, of more than 36 years. So I present to some and introduce to others my dear friend and sister, Minister Brenda Terrell. Minister Brenda, are you there?
I am here, Prophet Kai. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. The floor is yours, woman of God.
Praise God. Thank you so much, my dear sister, my friend. I tell you, she's a co-founder with me with Sisters Serving Sisters. I love you dearly, my sister, and so glad you made it to Florida safely. And I know you're going to have a glorious time. Thank you for that cordial introduction. And thank you, Minister Robin. Oh, my goodness, I tell you, you had me with tears of joy over here. Thank you for seating and greeting everyone with the joy of the Lord in your spirit and just allowing God to use you in such a profound way. And our dear young psalmist, Kaylin, yes, she is full of the spirit of the living and true God. Grateful, grateful, grateful. Thank you, my sister, for allowing God to use you with the time of worship this morning. So dearly love and appreciate you as well. And I have to say thank you, thank you, thank you to the co-founders of this amazing call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Pecola Roberts. You guys are truly amazing. I thank God for using you in such a tremendous way, where we've been here 11 years and still going strong with this powerful, powerful call. Love and appreciate each and every one of you that are on the call this morning. Thank you for sharing. Let's pray, Father. Just have your way. Have your way, Lord Jesus. And I thank you for taking Brenda away and just allowing the Spirit of the true and living God to fill my words, that we, your people, will hear what the Spirit has to say to each of us individually as well as collectively. I give your name praise. I give your name glory, because you are the awesome and amazing God. And so love you, O God, for using this vessel. Thank you. In the blessed name of Jesus, thank you. Amen and amen. Well, I tell you, my TMC family is definitely a privilege and a pleasure to be here with you once more and again. And I thank God for allowing me to share this platform, because he didn't have to do it. But I give God glory for just picking and choosing me to do so this day. I want to ask you a question. Do you have your keys? Do you have your keys? One Saturday morning, I was assisting with some projects going on that day, and I ran some errands and was carrying on throughout the day and what have you. And I have a vehicle that starts with a push button. I know many of you are probably familiar with that. And as long as the key is within the vehicle, it'll start. And when I return home, I always park the vehicle in the garage as usual. And I leave the keys in the vehicle. You know, it's in the garage, so it's safe, right? And so now my extra key is also kept in the glove compartment. So it goes without saying that the vehicle will always start wherever I go. And so that next Sunday morning, when my husband and I arrived at church, I reached to grab those keys to lock up. Uh-oh, they weren't there. They were nowhere to be found. Therefore, I had to grab that extra key to lock the vehicle. And for a few days, I had searched and searched everywhere until I finally found them. Glory to God. I tell you, I don't know. I had so much going on that day. But I ask you this question, and it came to me in my spirit. Do you have your keys? Amazingly, Jesus gives to Peter and the church, I'm talking about us, you guys, us, the keys of the kingdom. And you know, I was reluctant about giving this message, but every day seems like every time Dr. Vanessa spoke, she said these words: I will give you the keys of the kingdom, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. That's Matthew 16 and 19. I like the Good News Version as well. It says, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. What you prohibit on earth will be prohibited in heaven. And what you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven. Selah. Dwell on that one. Keys are used to lock and unlock doors. And the specific doors Jesus has in mind for us to lock and unlock, in what he's talking about in the scripture, are the doors to the kingdom of heaven. Jesus is laying the foundation of his church. And then we must realize that our keys of faith are powerful. These are keys that he wants us to use on a daily basis. And through the leading of the Holy Spirit, we will be given the wisdom to know what to forbid and what to permit. And a lot of times we find ourselves forbidding the wrong things and permitting the wrong things. Forbidding the right things and permitting the wrong things. Okay? We don't have to search for these keys, because we can't lose them. They were freely given to each and every one of us that believe, that accepted Jesus as their Savior. We just have to activate them with faith. This is where Luke 17:21 says, and Jesus himself said it, for indeed the kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God is within you. He said, don't go searching and looking everywhere and what have you. Go here and go there. The kingdom of God is within you. We have the privilege to unlock the doors of bondage. Unlock and say, bondage, you got to go. I am not allowing bondage to stand in my life. And by presenting the gospel of Jesus Christ to the unbelievers, many are in bondage. We got to let them see that God has already opened the door for them to be set free. So that they can receive the freedom he has already prepared for everybody. Everybody. We don't have to force this on anyone. Just allow the love of Jesus to flow through us that they can see God cares for them. People want to see God caring for them. They want to see God's love genuinely dwell towards them. When we share our story of where God brought us from, we're unlocking shackles of pride and shame, because then they'll say, you went through that too? You had those type of troubles? You know, because a lot of us, we held back and hold back from the things that we had gone through, being, you know, and that's bondage. And I have been in it for many years as a believer. But God said, No, you have to share some of these things and these stories with people. Tell them the testimonies. Let them know that you've been there. You know, and I know many people say, well, I hear this all the time about you have had a stroke and your mom was confined, your dad died when you were young. That's a testimony. Because nobody brought me out of that but God. Had no idea he was preparing me for such a time as this. Had no idea. I was angry. I was an angry young lady that didn't know why he took my daddy when my mom was confined. But yet, he allowed the shackles to come off me as he loved me. Oh, glory, that's a sermon all by itself. Galatians 5:1 tells us to stand therefore in the liberty whereby Christ have made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. So I tell you, we don't have to search for these keys. These keys are available to each and every one of us when we believe. Secondly, prayer. Matthew 6:33 tells us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Psalms 105:4 told us to seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face forevermore. Then we have Matthew 18:19-20, where Jesus said, again, I tell you that if two of you on earth touch and agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. And a lot of times we say, okay, I got a situation. If you think it's a little bit overwhelming, call somebody and say, I want you to touch and agree with me that this will happen in Jesus' name. And God will honor that. He said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. Two or three people in agreement can activate the authority of God. God has a way of manifesting his glory when we come together in prayer. We do it all the time on the Master's Call. There was a dynamic duo by the name of Paul and Silas. Yeah, I call them the dynamic duo. I tell you, those boys were powerful. Yes, they were. They used their keys by praying and singing hymns to God, which caused an earthquake. And it shook the foundations of the prison they were in. Glory to God. You talk about some power. All the doors were open and everybody's chains were loosed. Yes, indeed. Let me remind you, no physical keys were used in that day, during that time, during that period. The Holy Ghost took over. Yes, he did. Hallelujah. I get excited about that, you guys. And these are the miracles that we should look for today. I don't care what the devil says. We should look for miracle signs and wonders to take place. I got to try to finish this. So I ask you a question. Do you have your keys? Thirdly, the name of Jesus. Powerful. You can't leave home without it. I know a lot of people say with American Express, you can't leave home without it, but you better not leave out with the name of Jesus, the name that is above every name. This is one important key because he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Philippians 2:10 tells us that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Peter told the lame man at the gate called Beautiful, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, yeah, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. We have these keys to operate in that wonderful, powerful name. I knew when the enemy was trying to attack me with these symptoms, I mean, couldn't walk, couldn't talk, couldn't move anything. My husband had to dress me, and I said in myself, just like the woman said, if I could touch the hem of his garment, I said in my spirit, if I can get Jesus out of my mouth, it's going to be all right. This is what I was thinking. Exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ever ask or think. And I was thinking, if I can get Jesus out of my mouth. And it took everything to say Jesus. And when it came out, hallelujah, by the time I got to the hospital, I was able to undress myself. Glory to God. The keys of the kingdom are already within us. And so when you feel you don't have the words to say in any situation, call on Jesus. I promise you, something will change. I'm telling you, it works. Faith, number four, in operation. We already know that without faith, it's impossible to please God. And we also know that faith without works is dead. Therefore, when we move forward under the direction of the Holy Spirit, the door is open for God to use us as he sees fit. To make things practical, when he says love in spite of how they treated you, we must allow him to do it through us. You see, we just got to let self move aside and let the Holy Ghost take over. And when you use faith, it tells us, faith tells us that we are healed when illness attacks our bodies. See, we got to say what we mean and mean what we say. We got to go into that spirit realm and say, not here, devil, not today. Faith takes us into a place of peace in the midst of storms. And when God said to trust him with all of our hearts and lean not to our own understanding, he means just that. Day by day, our faith is growing. And I remember many times I've been here several years, and I really didn't care about coming back to Mississippi because we were the only state that had this rebel flag within the flag. And I didn't like that. And I kept saying, that flag's got to go. It's got to go in the name of Jesus. It took several years, but guess what? We got a new flag. Glory to God. I'm telling you, God will manifest his glory. And these things you might take for granted. I don't. I see God using it in a miraculous, mighty way. So faith takes us into a place of peace in the midst of storms. And when we trust him and believe on him, activate the faith that's within us that he's given us, use those keys and bind those things that are not of God and permit the things of God to fill your temple. So we prohibit and we bind the things that the enemy attacks our bodies, our minds with, and we permit, we loose the peace, the love, and the joy of the Lord to abide within our homes, within our bodies, within our spirit man. And just as I lost those keys, I misplaced and other things, I learned to say that there's nothing lost in Jesus. Try using that sometime. There's nothing lost in Jesus. And I tell you, something will surface up. Yes, those items surfaced up. I thank God for the name of Jesus, the name that is above every name. All power is in that wonderful name of Jesus. And I believe it is well when he has given each of us the keys we really need to use because he is the author and the finisher of our faith. We got to activate the faith. So I close with this. The risen Christ told John, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and now look, I am alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and Hades." Revelation 1:17-18 tells us that. Through his death and resurrection, Jesus has brought us about a far greater salvation with eternal life, more than any man can comprehend. The authority he holds as a result is also the greatest there could ever be. He holds the keys of life and death. Hallelujah. Now you can look in the mirror and ask that person, "Do you have your keys? And better still, are you using your keys?" I encourage each of us during this Thanksgiving holiday to use the keys of the kingdom of God and allow God to freely show himself a mighty God and a powerful God through us, in us, and for us in the name of Jesus. Happy Thanksgiving. Love you all. Back to you, Prophet Kai.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, woman of God. I will be calling you back for the benediction, but first let us go to God in prayer for our prayer requests. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this amazing woman of God and her message today. Do you have your keys? Father, we ask that you continue to pour into her the virtue that she poured out to us 100-fold. Lord, we ask you to continue to keep her family, to keep Freddie, to just be a hedge of protection around them. Lord, you know every need, spoken and unspoken, and we ask that you meet them according to your excellent greatness. We ask that you do the exceeding and abundant more than she could hope or ask, according to the power that worketh in her. We ask that you continue to be a hedge of protection around Dr. Pakola and Dr. Vanessa. You know every need, Father. You know their heart's desire, and we ask that you do it, O Heavenly Father. Father God, you know. We ask that you continue to touch Dr. Pakola's body. We ask that you continue to just work it out for her good and your glory. We ask that you continue to just be a hedge of protection around both her and Dr. Vanessa. We ask that you continue to just touch the bereaved families connected to the TMC call. Father, you know every need. Father, you know that as the people go away, Father, you know that they need to continue to be comforted. You know that they need continued guidance, Father. You know every need, spoken and unspoken. We ask that you continue to be with the Des De Leon family and the Artist Life family. We ask that you continue to guide them as they guide Artist Life. Father, we know that you have worked it out for our good and your glory. We ask that you continue to do the exceeding and the abundant more than we can hope or ask, according to the power that worketh in us. And that power is the power of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Father, you said, delight ourselves in you, and you will give us the desires of our heart. So we continue to delight ourselves in you. We are just going to continue to walk according to your Jeremiah 29:11 plan. Lord, we know that you and only you are the author and the finisher of our faith. So as we continue to walk out this Jeremiah 29:11 plan, we ask that you continue to be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. And we will continue to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due you. It is in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that we say amen, amen, and amen. Again, if you want to hear the playback of this call, that number is 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-pound. Again, immediately following this call is the New Morning Motivational Call, and that number is 667-770-1525, and the access code is 294-617-pound. Today is Awareness Wednesday, hosted by the phenomenal Flanagans, and again, that number is 667-770-1525, and the access code is 294-617-pound. Again, I want to thank Psalmist Kaylin for ushering us into the presence of the Lord this morning and setting the atmosphere with that amazing worship. Again, I want to thank Minister Robin for seating and greeting us and opening us up with prayer. And, of course, thank you, thank you, thank you to my beautiful sister and dear friend, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, for that amazing word, "Do you have your keys?" Minister Brenda, will you please come back and give us our benediction?
Thank you again, Prophet Kai. So love and appreciate you. Listen, we have to use our keys. We have to know that God has given us the authority to go forth and be the messengers, to be the pillars, to be the sons and daughters that he called us to be. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty and dominion and power, both now and forever and ever. Amen. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Love you all. Be safe.